At the request of Dr. Thomas, he has asked the administration, the trustees, to be moved to administrative leave for 2 years at his current salary with the option to return to faculty per his current contract. And the trustees have accepted that request from Dr. Thomas. And Trustee Aguilar can entertain a motion.
Is there a motion to accept the request from President Thomas?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Lang?
Yes.
Dulslager?
Yes.
Aguilar?
Yes.
Padgett?
Yes.
Shaw?
Yes.
Radosh?
Yes.
And Thompson?
Yes.
President Thomas, remarks?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning. Dear university community, I have informed the Board of Trustees that June 30th, 2019, will be my last day as president of Western Illinois University. At this pivotal time in our history, I believe the university would best be served by new leadership. It has been a privilege serving as president, provost, and as a member of the Illinois Board of Higher Education during this historic period. Despite the difficulties our state has faced with regards to the budget and loss of population, our university remains resilient. We are a world-class university, and during my final days as president, I will work to ensure everything is in place for the new leadership to begin the next chapter in Western's history. During my tenure, the university has been challenged in unprecedented ways, and we have weathered recent storms. I am pleased that we made the difficult decisions and implemented the necessary changes to ensure the university's viability. Without a doubt, I have had to make some difficult decisions, including ones that have sometimes been very unpopular, but nevertheless, were always made with the best interests of the overall university's future at heart. These decisions were made necessary due to a decade of decreased state appropriations from $56.2 million in FY11 down to $47.2 million in FY19. The two-year unprecedented statewide budget impasse and enrollment decline due to the large outmigration of high school students from the state of Illinois, demographic shifts in the state, population decline in the region that we serve, and challenges with economic development. Through it all, we continue to transform students' lives, participate in outstanding research, achieve a tremendous level of student, faculty, and staff success, and positively impact the communities in which we live, serve, and learn. Working together, we have established 17 new degree programs, including the university's first PhD program, diversified our students, faculty, and staff, enhanced our online and non-traditional course offerings, built phases 1 and 2 of the Quad Cities campus, implemented Western Commitment Scholarships, greatly increased aid for all students at the university, beautified our campuses, increased the overall academic profile of our students, increased the university's rankings, significantly grown the Centennial Honors College, focused on serving military members, and so much more. I'm very pleased that our advocacy efforts are bearing fruit. We are slated to receive increased state operational funding, 5% over FY19, as well as capital funding for the new science building, $94.5 million, reappropriation for the Center for the Performing Arts, $89 million, and Quad Cities Campus, $9 million. Funds for capital improvement, $29 million, and just announced Funds for Macomb Campus Electrical Distribution, $3.3 million. Over the past 11 years, we have received widespread recognition for the excellent quality educational experience we provide. We increased Western's national rankings in U.S. News and World Report and the Princeton Review as the best Midwestern university, G.I. Jobs magazine as a military-friendly institution, Military Time Edge magazine as the best for vets university, and the Washington Monthly College Guide as the best bang for the buck Midwestern school. We are also recognized as one of the top master's degree-granting institutions in the nation and as one of America's best four-year colleges for adult learners. Our reputation has also been enhanced as we produced a Rhodes Scholar finalist, a Truman Scholar finalist, a Goldwater Scholar winner, and multiple Fulbright Scholarship recipients. We have achieved many other honors as well. For its commitment to a diverse campus, Western Illinois University was recognized by Minority Access Incorporated with a national award. Additionally, the U.S. Department of Education showcased the university in its report, Fulfilling the Promise, Serving the Need, due to Western outperforming our peer institutions in enrolling and graduating Pell Grant recipients. Our programs have received national recognition. The Master's of Accountancy program boasted the state's highest exam pass rate of any Illinois public university. All of the Western Illinois University School of Nursing students who took the required National Council licensure exam in 2017 passed. Further, the Department of Physics ranked first in the nation by the American Physical Society's list of the average number of master's degrees awarded per year between 2015 and 2017, and our School of Engineering has been recognized for 100% placement of its students. These are just a few of the accomplishments we have achieved together. As I reflect, I wish to thank the Board of Trustee members, faculty, staff, and students for all of their support throughout the years. It has been an honor advocating tirelessly for Western Illinois University through my interactions with national and world leaders, governors, legislators, and leaders of multiple constituencies. However, first and foremost, I'm grateful for the time I've had as president and provost in interacting with the great students, faculty, staff, alumni, community members who make up the Western Illinois University family. And I especially want to thank my wife, Linda, and our sons, Patrick and Darius, for standing by my side during these times as president of this great university. It is our people who make this university great, and it has been a privilege serving you here at Western Illinois University. Thank you.
On behalf of the Board of Trustees of Western Illinois University, we would like to thank Dr. Jack Thomas for his distinguished service to Western Illinois University as president and as provost and academic vice president. He has also served admirably in his role as the public university's president representative to the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Dr. Thomas's prestigious career is highlighted by his time as an American Council on Education Fellow, as a graduate of the Harvard Leadership Program, as a Kellogg NAFEO Fellow, and as a participant in the Salzburg Seminar in Salzburg, Austria. Under his leadership, Western Illinois University, new academic programs were established and signature academic programs were identified. He has diversified our student, faculty, and staff populations, enhanced our online and non-traditional course offerings, built phases 1 and 2 of the Quad Cities campus, implemented Western commitment scholarships, greatly increased aid for all students at the university, beautified our campuses, increased the overall academic profile of our students, increased the university's rankings, significantly grown the Centennial Honors College, focused on serving military members, and done so much more. It is remarkable that President Thomas led the university during a time of intense changes in higher education in Illinois. He and his leadership team have admirably navigated the historic budgetary problems stemming from decreased state funding and the budget impasse. They have also relentlessly worked to address enrollment challenges which face all Illinois public regional universities. He met the board's charge to keep the university's doors open. He met payroll obligations and maintained the quality of the educational experience we provide here. Throughout his tenure at Western Illinois University, President Thomas has traveled around the world, building the reputation of this prestigious university. Further, he has served as the chair of the NCAA Accelerating Academic Success Program Board, on the NCAA Presidential Forum, as a board member of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, the Marguerite Casey Foundation, the Illinois Campus Compact Board, the Stillman College Board of Trustees, the American Association of Blacks in Higher Education, as an executive board member for the Macomb Area Economic Development Corporation, and on the Council of Fellows with the American Council on Education. Through it all, President Thomas has been dedicated and committed to serving our students. Dr. Thomas is a product of public university education and knows that equitable access to higher education is a proven path to upward mobility. He has mentored countless students and impacted tens of thousands of lives for good. This university exists to serve our students. I want to take a moment to thank our students and their families who have entrusted us with their education. For that, we thank you. We have a great working relationship with our various partners, including students, staff, faculty, alumni, and the community at large. When we are divided, we bring unwanted national attention to this university. We must continue working together in the future, and we must promote healthy dialogue. This university and community should be a living community that creates a welcoming and inclusive environment. We appreciate that people are passionate enough to share their thoughts and opinions with us. However, it is vital that the final decisions regarding this university falls on the Board of Trustees and no one else. Again, we wish to thank President Thomas for the leadership he has provided. The board will be meeting to determine the next steps in seeking leadership for this university. As I close, I just ask one more time that we all come together and thank President Thomas for his service to this great university. President Thomas.
Thank you.